Titus chapter 2. But speak the things which become sound doctrine. That the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as is suitable for holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. That they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. To be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, so that the word of Elohim may not be blasphemed. Young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded. In all things showing yourself a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing incorruptness, gravity, sincerity. Sound speech that cannot be condemned, so that he who is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say concerning you. Exhort servants to be obedient to their own masters, and to please them well in all things, not answering again. Not stealing, but showing all good fidelity, so that they may adorn the doctrine of Elohim our Savior in all things. For the grace of Elohim that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying unelohimliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and piously in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great Elohim and our Savior Yeshua the Messiah, who gave himself for us so that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify for himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Speak these things and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise you.